Our next guest has a new series out on Netflix with comedian Kevin Hart, a 7-part series that I was told was not that easy to get done.
This production was shot under heavy COVID protocols, so it's magical that we actually have a product that people are appreciating and that it makes a lot of sense. But because you're working under some very strict conditions.
I'm curious to ask you about some of the movies we remember you from back in the 90s. Did you play a lot of sports growing up? Because it looked like you had some really good balling skills in White Men Can't Jump. Did you play a lot of ball growing up?
That's fact. I did play a lot of ball growing up. But the strange part, I never played like intramurals, or I never played for high school, or I never played for college. And baseball the same way. I never was even on a kiddie league for baseball and football. I never played. We played touch in the streets in the Bronx, you know, but I didn't play football either. So it's bizarre that I've been able to play all of these athletic roles in sports that I actually never really played.
That makes you a good actor because you had us all fooled. To me, it looked like, you know, you could have made the NBA when I was watching you and Woody play. Now, how good of a ball player was Woody? Could the white boy really play?
White boy can play. Can't jump. He can play.
Yeah. Nice. I read somewhere that when you were going for the role of Willie Mays Hayes in the great movie Major League, that audition wasn't exactly a knock it out of the park performance by you. How did that come about that you got that role?
I have no idea how I got that role, man. I went to the auditions in a pilot's jumpsuit and boxing shoes, and we had to play on the field. We had to run the bases. We had to hit the ball. And all of these things I could not do. When I ran the bases, I came around second. I was all the way out in the outfield, man. I was a midfield trying to get to third because I had boxing shoes on during the audition. It was crazy. And the funny part is that all of the other thespians, the big actors who had all of their high school and their college, you know, equipment and their uniforms, they looked at me and they said, we ain't got nothing to worry about with this cat right here. He's going back to New York. And that's what I thought. I would go back to New York. I said, I had a great trip to California. Let me go on home. Next thing I know, when I got back to the office, it said, hey, we want you to play the role. I have no idea. I don't know who paid who. I don't know who slept with who. I don't know how.
It must have been that Wesley Snipes charm, possibly. I know that you've had a lot of ups and downs, like a lot of us. You know, the small setback always makes way for a big comeback, which seems to be happening right now. But I know when you started doing film, you said that there wasn't really a school out there that taught artists and celebrities how to deal with their success. If you're a professor now and you're running the class on how to deal with Hollywood success, what are going to be the keys to passing this course if you're running the show?
I would have a colloquium of some of the best artists and some of the most successful artists of the past and present talking to the students about the realities. I want them to hear it from the core. Then I'll show them films and show them examples of great artists of particular decades that people don't even realize. People don't even remember today. And we talk about the family. I bring family members in. So they could sit down and have a conversation about what it's like to be a sibling, a husband, a wife, a friend of someone who becomes a superstar. How that changes the world and the realities of everybody. I'd start there.
Sounds like a good place to start. Hopefully, over your holiday weekend, you're going to start by watching True Story, a new show coming out to the world on Netflix on November 24th, starring our guest here, Wesley Snipes. You've had a chance to work with some of the biggest A-listers in all of Hollywood. I would like to play a quick game with you. I'll mention an A-lister that you've worked with, and you just quickly give me the first thing that comes to your mind. We'll start with the great Eddie Murphy, of course, Coming to America 2 and Dolomite. What do you think of when I say Eddie Murphy?
Iconic.
All right. How about Woody Harrelson, of course, from White Men Can't Jump. What do you think about when I say Woody?
Best friend.
Wow.
Best friend in the movie industry.
And still to this day.
Still to this day.
You guys haven't worked together in some time, but I hope that you come back to the screen together. Denzel Washington. What about when I say Denzel? What do you think of?
Denzel, big brother. No, here's another one. He's going to laugh about this. One tier.
You think one tier?
When I say Denzel, I say one tear. If you see Denzel's movies, he always has one tear in that bathroom.
he can bring that one tear whenever he wants to.
He's going to bring that one tear. Well, it might not be two, but it's going to be one. That's guaranteed.
How about Sylvester Stallone? Expendables, of course, Demolition Man. What do you think when we say Sly?
The Professor. Sly taught me a lot about action movies, about being in the business and dealing with the dynamic of being, you know, an action star, I guess you could say. Yeah, he's the Professor.
And then I heard that you got your very first big break. You were in the music video for Bad, directed by Martin Scorsese, by the way, and worked with Michael Jackson. What about when I mentioned the name Michael Jackson? What do you think of?
When I think of Michael Jackson, I think of, I want to say angelic.
An alien
or an angel.
From another world. And Michael does come from another world. What was that? How did you get that job? Because that was like your first break, right?
No, it wasn't actually. I'd already done a couple of films by then, and I was scheduled to do something with Spike. I think that was Do the Right Thing or the second one, School Days, or something like that. So I actually went to the auditions, and I was a fan of Scorsese's work. I knew he worked a lot with De Niro and a lot of the great Italian actors and their style. What kind of the style of acting that they demonstrate. So I gave him a little bit of that style, and you know, it worked. I ended up being cast, and the great Quincy Jones, he co-signed it, and it was a magical experience for me. It changed my whole trajectory in film and television.
We're talking with Wesley Snipes here. New series on Netflix, True Story. Make sure you watch it. Him and Kevin Hart. It's debuting Netflix on November 24th. I read a quote from you that said, Hollywood is still run by white people for white people. It seems like with the Me Too movement and George Floyd happening and Colin Kaepernick, it seems like maybe things are moving forward. I'd like to get your opinion. Have we come a long way since the 90s, early 90s, when you got into the industry to where we are now?
Absolutely, and we're supposed to. There's supposed to be improvement and elevation, innovation. Absolutely. And we're seeing, and the influence that some of the artists have from quote-unquote Hollywood is being transmitted around the world. You know, there are other countries and other cultures that are learning from us, being inspired by us, and our journey. You know, the African-American journey in this country is magical. It's a miracle after what our people and the ancestors and our elders went through, that we are still here, still creative, still, you know, setting the tone, still bringing culture. It's an absolute miracle.
And then finally, before we let you go, we're getting ready for the big Thanksgiving holiday. I've read that you are a fantastic cook. First and foremost, is that true?
It's a fact.
Those are facts. Okay, so if you're coming over to the crib for Thanksgiving dinner, what is the special side or special dish that Wesley Snipes is making and bringing over for Thanksgiving?
I'd probably say the carrot cake or the sweet potato pie.
Both sound delicious.
Carrot cake. Or the sweet potato pie.
What makes your sweet potato pie so special? Can you give us a couple of secrets going into the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yes, I put my foot in the batter.
I don't know if I want you coming over. What do you mean you put your foot in the batter?
that's an old phrase from the old folks down in the South. And then when they say that something is good, they put their foot in it.
Okay. I guess I'd be willing to try it. Not after you've been running ball, though, with
Woody. Ain't nobody ever throwing it away. It's always gone before I get to it.
Good luck with the new show. We'll be watching True Story with Wesley Snipes and Kevin Hart, hitting Netflix November 24th. Have a great holiday season, and thanks for your time, Wesley.
Same to you and yours. Love and light.